This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Circa 1955 Candle Company. You've heard us talk about them for over a year probably now.
No.
We've been talking about them. This upstart has blown up into a giant enterprise, and we want to thank them for their support. Actually, we're broadcasting right now to our Patreon group, Nicole, who founded Circa 1955. She's watching live right now. I just went over to her website. It's the happiest candle collection on earth. It still has an option of a monthly subscription, a soy candles and scents inspired by the attractions, treats, and atmospheres found at the Disney parks. We've had many of the smells here. They're awesome. And I mean, people that listen to this show, they always send me feedback on the sponsors, whether that's, you know, we're promoting a luggage company or promoting something. This one, I probably get the most feedback back because people love these candles. It's at circa1955.com. And they're awesome, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, my favorite one is the one that now is going to be renamed. It has to be, right?
We want the redhead?
Yeah. No, she says she's not changing.
She's not going politically strong.
She's holding strong.
Circa1955.com. Again, it's do they have options, Terry, where you can just buy the? Yeah,
you can also
now?
Just go on the website there. There's a link. You can buy some of the individual scents.
Yep.
So if you want your whole house, every room to smell like the Pirates Ride, you can make that happen. Get a candle for every room in the house.
Matt Lott, who's just
Smelled the Pirates Ride one? I'll bring the candle in tomorrow.
It smells kind of like recycled water. Like
that I was going to say, it's just new.
It's
to
a distinct smell.
If you smell behind my ear right now, you'll understand.
No, when you smell
the candle, you'll be like, well, yeah, that smells like the Pirates Ride.
I'll smell it.
Well, how do they do that? That's amazing.
Magic.
Yeah. Do they have boiled peanut candles?
She doesn't offer that at Disney World.
Yet. You'd probably try to eat it.
You should start a roadside stand just right out front of like Hollywood Studios and just see how long it takes to get shut down.
A roadside stage?
If you put a stand up before it's set up, it'll
like
be shut down.
For boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Moving back on to our advertiser. That's at circa1955.com. Take a look. Subscribe and tell your friends. As we're getting closer to the holidays, I know it's weird, but it's already almost Halloween at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to start. Like I said last year, a lot of people did it. You can subscribe, save up some of these candles, give them out as gifts. It's a really great way to do it. Fun way. You can smell it and pass it along. You know
what else you want to make sure you do? You want to make sure you get on Nicole's mailing list.
Okay.
Because I've heard a rumor that's possibly confirmable.
Rumor has it.
She's bringing back her awesome Star Wars collection for the holidays.
Did very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That box was unbelievable. So you're going to want to get on the list because it's only going to be available for a limited time. And the only way you're going to hear about it if you're connected with her on her list and social media.
All right. Do it circa1955.com. Without the us, just circa1955.com. And now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Now, here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, August 9th. This is episode 1575.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I remembered.
You could dispute me later.
Of WDW Day, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm the Grays.
Matt Lott.
And today, we are going to do the second portion of our journey through Epcot, our deep dives through all that is to be offered at the different World Showcase pavilions. Last month, or about a month and a half ago, we did Will's favorite, kind of the collective favorite.
Yeah, it's a
Mexico.
Good one. It's a
so
good
now
one.
We move from our favorite, which is Mexico, to
our former favorite.
Well, I don't know, it's definitely not my former favorite here, and that is the Norway Pavilion. Obviously, recently refurbished to be a little bit Arendelle. I'm a little bit Arendelle.
I'm a little bit Norway.
And as you know, the main, well, I mean, we can just lead with that because I think everyone knows that. The main attraction is Frozen Ever After, a boat ride experience. If you ever did Maelstrom, it's Maelstrom backwards, essentially, but it's
Maelstrom backwards with cartoon characters that are for girls.
Yeah.
It's in 4K, though, so I'm really impressed by that.
Oh, and you like watch it?
Yeah.
Online?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who here has done the Frozen ride? So everybody but the Grease.
Everybody with the Grease.
I realize they probably can't hear me raising my hand.
At the pavilion at Epcot.
Yeah.
No.
Here, I'll be
Did
honest
you do
with
it?
You guys.
No.
You got Mexico and you got China. It's hard to go to Norway.
Yeah.
You know, when you got margaritas and like Mexican food and then you got like, I don't know, low main and like sesame chicken, like
and
how do you go to Norway?
Tipsy Ducks in Love,
the
frozen bourbon drink.
I will say
we got that next month, boys.
Oh, sorry.
I will say this though, if I go with my child, We will only go to one place.
Norway.
Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of a short day because not a whole lot to do.
No, I'm just saying like that will be where she
wants
to
go. That's the stop number one, yes, because it's frozen.
And when she finds a ride she likes, it's on repeat.
And that's a little hard when these
lines
are long.
We were at California Adventure with the cars that spin.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll synchronize with the magnets.
The Luigi's.
I kid you not, it was about 12 times in a row.
Ooh.
It's pretty fun.
It is. It will.
A little hot.
After about three or four times, though, you kind of try to pick out the car that's not going to do the crazy wheelie thingy.
Yeah.
But here's something. If you had frozen ever after like three times, that's like 8 hours of your
right,
day
that's
gone.
That's the end of your day because the lines.
It's a very long line.
Oh.
Yep. You want to build a snowman?
They got fast passes for it?
They do.
You get one.
You get one?
Yeah.
Well, you get one, but then.
I guess after the fourth, you technically could get it if you could get it,
if
but you,
could
you
get
can't
it.
Get it. Like they've.
So it's pretty.
It's pretty hard. But it is a. It's probably the most family friendly, other than maybe the Mexico ride attraction at Epcot. Kind of everyone can do. There is a small drop if you haven't done it. And it's. I have to say, I love this ride. A lot of people give it a lot of flack. I think it's an excellent ride. Yes, Maelstrom was great. As a, in a whole, like it just changed completely. It's a brand new ride. It is built on the old ride infrastructure. So it has, I know Will talked about this before in a previous episode, it has that kind of jerkiness of an old ride.
Yeah, I would have preferred them to take a little bit longer and rip out the track and to kind of start fresh because it's, you know, you slide into the water out of the loading area and then it's that rickety as you go up and it's jarring, and also you're like, when was this built? The 70s, right. You know, mm-hmm. And it's probably,
you know, what's jarring.
Yeah, I would prefer that they have just started fresh if they were already putting that investment into it, and kind of, I feel like they would have a little bit more liberty to do some cooler things. Logan is right; there is some cool elements to the projection use that they do, and some of the robot movements are just flawless, I feel like. Yeah. I just wish that
animatronics.
They had spent, I call them robots, I wish they had spent that incremental more, I mean, yeah, it would have been more expensive for sure, but it's Disney, they could have done it. Just rip it out and start fresh, is my, I wish.
You know what's jarring about Norway? Mm. Is when you get to Norway, there's one distinct thing you can't miss, and that is the perfume coming out of the perfume store, which is called Layla by Geir Ness, who a guy that's always there. He's actually come out with like a Frozen edition.
So where is it?
When you walk into, because Norway has changed since Frozen, because there's
right. it used to be a lot different.
One little hallway, and then you go in. Now there's the Stave Church in the middle, and to the left is kind of where you can meet
Anna. We'll get to that next. Yeah,
but to the right of there is like a gift shop.
Yeah,
and you. Once you pass where the old margarita stand was in Mexico, or where I guess where it's kind of where Donald is doing a meet and greet.
Yeah, Mexican
Donald. Your nostrils start to catch a whiff of the Norway perfume.
See, I don't think I've ever smelled it.
I can tell you when someone's wearing it in public. Because like people go there, they buy it. You'll sign the bottle. Oh, man.
Terry Weaver, the bloodhound over here.
Do you go up to people? You're like, hey. I know that smell.
I was in another city besides Orlando, Norway, really? Meeting with a hotel, and the girl comes out wearing the Norway perfume, and I'm like, huh, Norway, huh? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you actually did that?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, she was our tour guide for the day.
That's terrifying.
You just illustrated that like it was a semi-pickup line.
No.
Is that Norway? Oh, yeah.
Is that Norway you're wearing?
Yeah. Been there. Done that.
Been there. Picked this up. I'm going to take a candle and do the churro. They got a churro?
Of course,
scent?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Disney churro? Yeah.
Sure is.
You want to see this cute puppy I brought along too? Check it out.
Service dog?
Yeah. Apparently, you can get any dog to be a service dog pretty easily.
At Disney, you could bring in a miniature horse.
No.
Yes, there are pictures. Someone in our group, if you're listening out, I think it was our Nashville group posted the picture. Yeah, you can find pictures of
it's listed on their website. It's an approved service
animal.
It is.
No. And when I talked to the people at the VIP tour once, they were like, yeah, it's nuts. Like, and they have like, you have to, there's no way obviously to put it. So they have to like, someone has to switch off. There's no like rope place to tie up before.
Except for in front of the Golden Horseshoe. They still have
the old
time.
Hold on, we gotta go to Buzz Lightyear. Hold on. All right, moving
That's
on.
Precious. Pretty solid.
What else they got there? They got Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, which I guess technically is still running. Have they taken out, maybe y'all in the Patreon group, because they used to have Doofenshmirtz, or was that in Germany, I guess, was Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz sounds German.
He would like kind of like run around the attraction, like an animatronic, like in the clock, or maybe that is in Germany. I think
that's Germany. Germany. That's weeks from now, months from now.
So never mind. I don't know if that's still there.
You know what would be awesome?
Yeah. Yes.
An Epcot-themed cruise with Disney.
We've been talking about it just for the pod cruise. This was Drink Around the World because we have all that restaurants. We got Ireland, but like we got all Japanese.
All the bars and restaurants could be the different countries.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly what I said.
This episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't you get my memo?
No.
All right.
The Cot Cruise.
The Cop Cruise?
Cot.
Oh, the Cot Cruise.
With a T.
I want to talk
Say it quicker. That's good.
I like the cafe, the little bakery.
Yes.
Because the guy you were talking
about is
Kringla.
Kringla.
Bakery og cafe.
Ooh, is that the location for the old Stolen Bread?
Probably.
Sure.
Well, yeah, we didn't finish the H&P thing. Did anyone do the H&P thing?
Oh, you were talking. You moved on. Well, they moved on to a guy running around.
That's part of it. It's Doofenshmirtz from H&P's world.
But that's in Germany.
I know, but I don't know what can you do in that there. I guess you just check in. I don't know what the thing is. If you do the H&P thing, great. It's an attraction with kids and a phone. You can do it with your iPhone now too on the app. It's an interactive thing. If you want Epcot to not be boring for your children, it's a good option. Moving on, back to what you're saying, Kringla.
Yes, I like the bakery. They have fun Norwegian desserts and things, but there's also, this is a stop on the Drinking Around the World tour, where I recommend you getting the Lenny Aquavit Glacier Shot.
Yes. Mm. Go ahead and tell me what's in that.
So, well, it's just a shot.
Of glacier.
I know
of glacier
that.
Water.
It's but it's aquavit. It's like a indigenous, like it's a Norwegian liqueur,
kind of like a vodka,
but it's like anise flavored. So okay, it's like
so it's a liqueur. So it's
licorice. No, it's actually high proof. It's high proof.
It's what kind of flavor?
I skipped Norway. Anise. I beveraging around the world.
It sounds like a Jaeger bomb.
I had some of that in Norway.
That's and it's like licorice flavor.
Yeah. Yes, it's like Jaeger bomb.
But it was clear, wasn't it?
Yes, it's clear. It's. Mm-hmm. It's not as
Pepsi version.
It's not as herbal. It's not as herbal as Jaeger.
It's crystal Jaeger.
Yes, it's similar. It's got the licorice flavor.
Jaeger is herbal.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I just thought it was a party.
Well, it's herb
in
party.
In college, it was a party.
But not the herb party you're thinking of.
No.
Gosh.
All right.
The other dining hall.
Ekershus.
Yes, my niece has done this. She did the princess dinner thing. So I asked our resident family expert on Disney, my mom, and she said, the princess character buffet is only for breakfast. As you're eating, the princesses go to each table for pictures, and they give you time for as many pictures as you want. So my niece was pretty stoked about it. The buffet is delicious. They also do a parade with the princesses, and any of the girls who wish to participate can join the parade and run around.
Nothing like having a good meal.
She said,
with a parade.
And then, if you're a mom out there and you have to make this kind of decision or a dad or whatever, my mom says it's not her favorite breakfast buffet, but it's definitely an alternative to eating in the castle due to the cost.
Yes. That's what we've heard a lot, that this is a great option to eating in the castle.
That sounds very similar. I did that at California Adventure this last time. We did the princesses. It was like Ariel, Cinderella, Belle, a lot of them.
I like that character meal, right, actually, the one that the Ariel's
breakfast was pretty dang good. I got like this medium rare steak for the morning.
It's good to start off, right?
Yeah.
But for this one, for Ekershus, if you guys haven't eaten there, it is sort of, I mean, the food-wise, let's see what's on the menu there at Ekershus we can go through.
Is it called Ekershus?
Gonna guess some salmon.
Ekershus.
I've never eaten there. It's one of the few.
It has been a good decade since I've eaten there, so I can't say much. What I do know is it's pretty much all of the princesses, except Anna and Elsa, of which you get to meet later on if you go to that experience, which Will and I have actually done.
Yeah, I've done
right, so here's what they got.
That is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say since my childhood, I've only done one character meet and greet ever since my childhood. Like, because I don't remember specifically, but I probably met Mickey Mouse and a few of those when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I've done the Anna and Elsa little pavilion there.
All right, summer house. We'll go through the menu real quick.
Summer house. Do they call it winter summer
Royal
house?
I just met Mickey for the first time in a while. Like, whatever.
You rekindled the relationship a little bit?
Let me go ahead and tell you something. Like, I always enjoyed Mickey, but when my daughter, like, I don't know. That I told that story, I guess, the other day. I don't know what show it was on. But, like, when they escorted my daughter to the table for breakfast that morning, Minnie did that, and Mickey was there. He's just all excited. Like, it just, it's a totally different perspective.
It's a different experience.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm like, you know what, Disney? Take my money.
Take it.
Take it.
Now, I'm looking at this before I go into it. I think you do get to meet a few characters if you go to lunch also there at Acreshoes. So, you maybe get to meet all of them. Not sure. I'm looking at my buddy, the Character Queen. He has a whole blog about it. I'll link it if I remember. If I don't, tell me. It's all about lunch there. It's called Dining with the Characters. But for breakfast, they got scrambled eggs. They got bacon. They got sausage. They got potato casserole. Those are all you care to eat. Then you got a Norwegian smorgasbord of salami, roasted turkey, smoked pork loin, peppered.
Sounds like charcuterie.
Mackerel.
Mackerel?
Holy mackerel. Cheese. Salmon, Munster cheese, a different kind of cheese I'm not going to try to say, garnishes, and they have a bunch of beverage options, some artisanal waters, an Odwalla all-natural lemonade, or an Ariel or Buzz Lightyear punch. Mm. Brandon said the dinner is great there, too. Brandon's watching. Brandon, are the characters at dinner or no? Yes, there's characters all the time. I think that's where your mom is wrong.
They may or may not be like the mice from Cinderella, but they're going to be some characters.
Sinead on our Facebook group said, I was there for lunch before, and you meet Belle, Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, and Ariel, buffet style with table service main. So really recommend it. So if you're looking to meet all the princesses, this is a good kind of one-stop shop to get almost everyone out of the way. And then when you're done or before, you can head on over now to, like we talked about before, the Royal Summer House, and you get to meet Anna and Elsa. I have to say, unlike the exit queue of the Frozen Ever After ride, which is just about the most boring thing you can do, we'll get to shopping at the end here, the queue for this is really neat, really well done for the Anna and Elsa meet and greet. It is like you're walking through their summer house, and
it's so much so that I enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly.
it's a part of the ride.
It's not a separate attraction.
You walk through to wait in line to meet ladies dressed up as Anna and Elsa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was in the queue of their line.
And so Riker went with his two dads.
Yeah.
Will and Logan. Mm-hmm. And we were waiting in line to meet the princesses. And they clearly didn't want these two guys getting their pictures.
Yeah, there is an interesting thing. And I think this is maybe something with Disney with characters. And I'm not necessarily against it. They were very clear with us when we met Anna and Elsa. We've talked about this on another show. They were like, we're going to take Riker. You guys stay back here.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't the, and maybe at the end if you want a family photo. Sure, but like it was very much a separate experience. Now, part of that was it was very cool where they spent time with him. There was a good couple minutes per character of he had a stuffed Sven. So they're talking about that, went over different things. Like they had a real, like, this wasn't just like the take your picture. It was a straight up like a discussion. He loved it. Anna kissed him and he had like lip marks like on his cheek for the rest of the day. So we were all envious.
And I feel like that is more of the character kind of experience that you get at Disneyland. Because a lot of time at Disney World, it feels like you're kind of rushed through.
And do Anna and Elsa normally kiss you on the cheeks, Terry?
I don't.
Let's leave that alone.
Let's not talk about that on the show.
You said it's more the experience you're used to.
I don't discuss Disneyland.
After last week, I don't discuss Disneyland.
Well, you get all of Terry's pictures sent straight to your phone, so we can investigate this really quickly. It's true.
No, but I just remember a lot of times at Disney World, you will go and it's just like you're in and out of the character.
Yeah, just.
And I remember one time
it's a photo op.
We met Merida from Brave right in front of like It's a Small World, and she must have talked to my wife about Scotland for 5 minutes because my wife had lived in Scotland for a while and. It was just a normal, like, they really went out of their way. And so I've definitely experienced in the Norway Pavilion just great. That whole character experience is great.
And the line moves really fast fairly fast because if the kids aren't listening, turn the volume down, skip 15 seconds. They have a couple rooms doing Anna and Elsa. So you're directed to different actresses, not just a set of two going on at one time. You do meet them separately. So if you are looking for that picture of both of them together, it's not how it is. You go meet Anna, then you meet Elsa, I believe. I think so, right? I'm not sure which order you meet them in. I think it's Anna then
we
Elsa.
We met the redhead first.
Anna.
Yeah.
And then Elsa second. And then it leads you into another store. It leads you to a store where you can buy a good bit of Frozen merchandise, and that gets us to shopping. I'd say this meet and greet is, if you have kids who love the princesses, this is a great one. Is there Fast Pass available for this? We didn't have to use it unless I believe there is Fast Pass. For that character meet and greet.
It said 30 minutes wait on the thing, but we maybe waited five.
Yeah, the only reason we did it was because Frozen Ride had broken down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we had a fast pass, and we were just waiting for it to get back in
and
gear.
And we walked through, and it almost, we probably could have gotten through there quicker had we not stopped and been looking at the detail inside the summer house.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
Very, very well done.
That's cool. And, you know, one of the other things that's in Norway, in between the shopping that we're about to get to and Anna and Elsa, is the Stave Church.
Yes.
Which is kind of one of those old things.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
You could, there's kind of a museum about Viking life.
And architecture in Norway.
And if you go in there, I mean, I know it sort of looks like a non-thing because it looks like just a thing. But if you go in there, you can see up the architecture is just super cool. And it's one of those things that Disney brought in artisans.
Yeah. It has been Frozenified.
Yeah, but I
on
like
the inside.
That. I like
but
that
not
where they provide
over
context.
The top. Like, there's like it still has
there's
the
like
history.
The making of Frozen. Here's why the characters wear this kind of clothes.
I
and
like
right.
that sort of
thing. No, it sort of tied the whole story together.
Exactly. Yes. Like it actually made me appreciate a little bit more of Frozen for them like respecting the culture and history of Norway.
I like that a lot.
By doing that.
It breaks kayfabe for a little bit there.
I quit. Every week, there's something that makes me want to quit this show.
I'm just saying, like, everything else is
Logan
all themed.
Logan tied Frozen and called it kayfabe.
Well, so because, this is like, not the right time to tell you I'm going from heel to babyface.
Oh, you're good, turned into a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You were never a heel, Grease.
Look
you're
at the reviews.
What are you talking about?
The reviews indicate you are not a babyface.
You're
face.
A hick hillbilly.
Yeah. If you're listening and you wrote that, I got two words for you. Moving on.
So let's talk about shopping.
Okay.
I have always loved, not that I actually bought a couple things in there. The it's called the Puffin's Roost.
Okay, where which one is the Puffin's Roost?
They're connected, right?
Yeah,
Puffin's Roost
one
and
big,
the other one.
If you leave from the Frozen ride, you exit through the gift shop.
Okay.
And it's
that sounds
it's
like a documentary.
Yes,
it is.
So the Wandering Reindeer is the one you pop out in, which is the one that has all the Frozen stuff.
Frozen crazy, and half the store is missing.
But
since
then
the
you
Norway
continue
closed.
To walk through, and you're technically in another store, which is the Puffin's
Roost.
Well,
they're together.
The Puffin's Roost is the non-Frozen part.
Right.
The non-Frozen, where the big giant troll still is.
You start out in Wandering Reindeer, which is all the Frozen toys.
Yes.
Crazy Frozen toys. Mm-hmm. So much Frozen toys.
Much.
But the Puffin's Roost, if you continue through...
It's sort of like the remnant. It's like
Norway
the remnant
stuff.
Of Norway.
But it's cool because they still have, like, you can get, like,
you can get your
nice parka.
Your Helly Hansen. Yeah, which are really,
you
really
need
nice.
That in Orlando.
I've actually bought a coat there before when we were there, and it was one of those times in December where it's like you landed in Orlando, it's like 85, and the next day it's like 38.
Yeah.
And so... You know that there are times of the year where they're just selling
people
coats.
People purchase them. This snow ski jackets.
So far, the biggest tips I've heard is disregard the amount of time it is to meet Anna and Elsa. Right?
Possibly. Unless you see a
if
line.
If it's like two hours, then no, wouldn't do it.
No. Disregard it.
I'm just saying about like 30 minutes. When you got 30 minutes, you still would say
it's also
it.
It's worth 30 minutes for your kids if they're big fans of Anna and Elsa.
And then it seems
can you
like
believe
everybody
I just
loves
said
the breakfast. It seems like it's a good experience.
Yep.
With the princess.
What do you, because how long have we been going there?
Norway sounds awesome.
How long have we been doing this, yo?
Oh.
It's okay.
Well, long have been here. What,
yeah,
three,
leave
three
it in. Right. So five more minutes here. We can talk about like what, now we've had a lot of changes since 2014 as things kind of started to move along when they officially announced that Maelstrom was going to close, Frozen was going to come in. They kind of closed down most of the pavilion for a while. What do you miss from Norway? Like, because Norway has been the first one to get sort of the IP treatment. And we know France is next. What do you think? What do you miss? There's the obvious one.
Obvious.
Yeah, I miss Maelstrom being what it was. However, it's not like I was spending a ton of time in Norway other than riding that ride. So I think I've actually done more in the Norway pavilion post-changeover than I did before. It used to be you go, you knock the ride out, you leave. I don't even think I really went to the pastry shop much.
No,
like
we just did
it
that one time.
We did it when we were DATW. And yeah, that's really, I would say, I think I've done more in the pavilion. So hopefully that's a forecast of what's to come. If they start adding these IP features, I'm going to spend more time in those areas.
I think at the risk of angering some purists that listen to this, I think it's really smart of Epcot for every world to add something more along the lines that incorporates an IP. Just because that's like, you know, you reach what, older teenager status in Epcot's like, yeah, I love going to Epcot now. But yeah. When you're a kid, it's not necessarily the fun one.
What's an IP?
Intellectual property.
I was the first, I'll be honest. I was the first when they announced like Maelstrom is coming, is going away. I was the first to be like, come on, guys, for real. And now it's, you know, I genuinely think the pavilion is better. I think there's more to do. It's the first time you've ever actually had to wait for a ride on the World Showcase.
Yep.
Pro tip on, I've never been able to get a Fast Pass until this trip coming up in September. I've never been able to get a Frozen Fast Pass, and I finally, which means they're finally starting to kind of break free a little bit. I got it like the 40-day window, which is after, you know, kind of after your initial chance to book. But if you're having a hard time getting a Fast Pass, it's a great ride to close the park. Mm. If you've seen Illuminations already, at, you know, if park's closing at, you know, depending on the time of year, it closes somewhere between 9 and 10. Most of the time it's 9. It seems like 9:30 is kind of a normal Epcot closing time. They've changed it, especially with Food and Wine. They tend to add hours.
Yeah.
But literally 5 minutes before park close, it's definitely one of the rides. If you haven't been able to get on Frozen, hop right in line, and, you know, it'll say 60 minutes, mm-hmm. But it'll be 10 or 20.
One thing they just added, to keep yourself aware of, is now the Frozen Ever After dessert party.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
So what they'll do is you get to go out, you get to watch a dessert party, you get to watch Illuminations, Reflections of Earth at Epcot with Frozen-inspired treats, and immediately following that, you get escorted onto the ride. So if you don't want to wait and you want to do something special, you get the dessert party, you get guaranteed view for the fireworks, and you get to ride the Frozen ride. It's available most nights. It starts at 8 o'clock, and you can...
kind of price point we got on that.
I'll tell you the price point pulling up right now.
Logan, well, do you think as a general rule that the dessert parties are worth doing?
It's not every night. It's not every night. It depends. I think the dessert parties are worth doing if you really don't want to. It is sold out so many times. I'm trying to find a date that's where I'll just find the regular price point.
Someone thinks it's a good idea if it's sold out every time you try to
find it. Pretty much sold out everywhere.
It sounds like it's awesome.
Yeah, you get a bountiful dessert buffet with Olaf's warm double chocolate s'mores pudding.
Sounds
Kristoff's
great.
No sugar added lemon curd. Not as good. Wandering Oak and Eclairs. Someone else had some fun with that one. Melted snow, non-alcoholic beverages, also beer and wine available. And I think it's drink selections. I think that's an all-inclusive thing. It is $79 per adult and $47 per kid up to ages 9 and under 3 is free. And separate, obviously, Epcot admission is required. So it's a good chunk of change. $80 for an adult. I've only done this for the Star Wars one. Mm. And the main difference, now there are some bad spots to watch Illuminations. But the Star Wars ones, there's some real bad spots.
Real bad spots.
It's really almost impossible to get a great spot unless you camp out.
Is the melted snow just water?
Let me read.
Because if it is.
It's got to be, yeah.
Good on you, marketing department at Disney. Hey, let's put it on the menu so they think they're getting some real good value here. Yeah, it's just water. That's you melt some snow, it's water.
It's a
water.
Great copywriting right
water's
there.
Water's almost like an angry mom. Right?
Because there's a lot of other. There are a lot of others. Right. Hans Key Lime Tarts. There's, another. Anna's Blue Velvet Cupcakes. And that's about it.
Say that one more time for me. For those of us not listening,
Sven's Fresh Fruit and Berries, Grand Pabby's. Who's Grand Pabby? Is that the Troll King?
No, that's something different.
Grand Pabby's Winter Spice Snack Mix, Duke of Weaselton's Cheese Fondue served with country bread cubes. Like they're playing with the villains too in here. That is about it. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I think that's just an extra
add-on. You're paying for the
dessert party.
The dessert party.
Guaranteed viewing of fireworks.
Guaranteed viewing. Or like a good view.
A really good view, yeah.
And then you get to go front of the line as soon as that's done.
They escort you, it looks like, two onto the ride.
Right.
That's which I assume there's probably maybe 100 people that have this package, so it will go fast.
Right.
You'd probably be mostly waiting in line 5 minutes.
Yeah, are there any characters during the dessert party?
It simply says no characters.
No characters.
Mm. You're the only character.
But, I mean, Olaf s'mores or something.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
Well, you get
you
eat the character. So you eat Olaf.
I was about to say you get post-mortem Olaf because you get melted snow.
Yeah, that's true.
There are, it's mostly sold out right now. It's only going through pretty much the holiday season. So it ends in October 27th right now. It's when Christmas kind of kicks in at the parks. So they're probably going to be like, well, for the Illuminations tag and all that, we may switch it up. It may get extended. We'll see. That's obviously around when the Christmas party kicks in and all of that. So
yeah, Alex and our who's watching live right now, and if you want to watch, sometimes we do these shows live for just for our Patreon. True. He brought up the Illuminations cruise.
Yeah,
and those are fantastic experiences if you can do them, especially to mark something like special.
Yeah,
if it's a birthday or anniversary and you have your family and you guys want to all do something really memorable.
They put you on a boat out there while the fireworks show's going
on? You don't go that far. You're sort of right past the
International Gateway.
Right under the bridge. The only reason I know this is, go listen to the BLT from this week, because Bart Scott actually goes into detail. He D's on it. He loves it. It's his favorite thing ever. To me, I've always been like, I'm not so sure. That doesn't seem to really appeal to me.
Yeah.
But I do hear it's great because you have lots of room. If you love Illuminations, I've never done any of the fireworks shows on the cruise, like the little boats. That's just not, I don't know why, it just isn't that appealing to me. Like, it's just kind of like, it's fine. Like, I'm going to go. Because you don't leave from Epcot. Like, you can't be, you have to go all the way to the Beach or Yacht Club launch point.
And then come in.
And come in. So you could just park. You don't have to have admission to Epcot, I'm guessing. So you can.
A lot of this, too, is a little bit more unmanageable with kids.
Yeah.
You know, and like our family, we typically go, it's all of us. So we take, I remember we did an episode and I was in there in the production room, but we talked about like large family vacation. So little things like that, out the window. Not going to happen. Yeah. But if it's just like you're saying, Terry, where it's like, you know, you and your special someone, that might be fun.
Are you guys saying you go, because I stayed at the Yacht Club. It's awesome. Yep.
Love you it. Go to the dock there.
You go, and you got the little Broadway roundabout thingy that you can ride bikes and stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Boardwalk.
You can rent a boat. You can rent a pontoon boat right there. Are you saying you can get on that boat? And no, saunter on no, over.
They take you on a special boat.
They take you on a boat. They take it is. I think it is. Okay.
So you pay.
I think it is a pontoon boat. Yeah, you have to pay for it. It's like an Illuminations cruise.
Yeah,
and that a lot of sounds times awesome. How much is it expensive?
Well, you're putting me on the spot here.
Well,
it's not cheap.
But a lot of times
it comes down to money.
Have you heard everything Logan has said this episode?
Me,
front row at Disney on Ice.
That was the other show.
So you're just saying Logan just adds it. And just
I was the one that brought this up because
true.
I said I don't even want to do it. Here's how much it costs. Depends on how many people and per hour. So for a fireworks cruise, the rental price for a 21-foot pontoon is it's a good movie. It starts at $299 per hour, or for the 25-foot, it's $349 an hour.
That's what you're going to want. You're going to want that extra.
Go big or go home. Now, but here, you can't take that pontoon, though.
No.
What?
Like someone's driving. You get
How much is it to get on the boat fireworks that
cruise.
Goes to see
this? This is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Because you can fill it up.
Oh, you buy the whole boat.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not individual tickets.
No. Not on this one. No.
They do have a Pirates and Pals fireworks one that is individually ticketed. And someone ate that page. It's not working right properly. So
Pirates and Pals.
That one is for
Magic Kingdom.
For Magic Kingdom. For not wishes. Whatever it's called.
Okay.
Happily ever after.
Which they pretty much have wishes, by the way. I forget. Disneyland. It's the same music and everything. They just add on all the attractions, but starts exactly the same. Mm. So we were watching it like, oh, yeah, this is kind of half exists here. And then it gets a way better show. No offense, wishes. Because it's like, let's do an Indiana Jones section. Let's do a Star Tour section.
Nice.
It's awesome. Good on you, Disneyland. It's the only positive thing I could say about this last trip to Disneyland. That and Guardians. Other than that, you're like the reviewers. I don't like you.
Don't like it.
All right. Well,
speaking of the reviewers, give us a chance this week and go write a positive review. I hope you guys have enjoyed having the Grease and Matt on the show as much as we have.
They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere. They're here to stay.
Hey, shout out to Mallory O'Brien on Twitter because she said she was happy that we were on the show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She said, welcome to the show, Matt and Grease.
Mallory said, I don't know if you've read this post or not, but she said that that the Grease is a combination of a Southern mama and Mater.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're half fictional tow truck.
I'm fine with all that.
And half Southern mom.
My Mater.
Or is she referring to the comedian?
Like a
Southern
like
mama?
Southern mom.
He's
not nice.
Get in here. It's time to eat. And then your kids come in there and be like, what do we have for dinner? I ain't got no dinner. Like that.
Mater sandwiches.
Because like Mater would have been like, yeah, wait, what did I say? You know what I mean? And then Southern mom, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you got completely Norwegified. And maybe you'll take a... Really, I don't feel like this one we broke any new, like... The Stave Church is kind of the only thing that's like, oh, that's something you're probably going to miss. Like, you probably wouldn't typically go to it. Everything
a lot
else,
of people probably don't go into that bakery, though, and they have really good Norwegian treats and that aquavit.
Yes, that's
true. I appreciate
true.
Will's drink recommendation.
Yeah, the aquavit.
Yeah, what's it taste like again?
Licorice. Like aniseed. Anise.
There you go.
See, words.
Why do you think that is a thing?
Not real words,
yes.
Will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, enough. We got to end this thing. Special thanks to our sponsor this week, Circa 1955. If you want to smell like aniseed, make sure, or not like it.
Not a real word.
Go to circa1955.com and you can get all your favorite Disney smells and right to your house. They're awesome. You heard me earlier, ad read. So I don't have to give them. You've heard them for like a year here. They're great. You need to do it. Tell them you heard about it here on WDW today. They've been a great partner with us for many a years. And all right, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Doug Rees.
I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.